This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Amid all the downsizing in the newspaper business, one specialty is becoming something of an endangered species, the editorial cartoonist. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Sylvia Maria Gross has more in this report.
Kansas City Star cartoonist Lee Judge recently drew a cartoon depicting the city's new modernist museum addition as a tool shed. In another one, the mayor's wife wonders if she can carry the mayor around in a baby pack. It's stuff you might not get unless you're in Kansas City, where Judge has been cartooning for 27 years. A few days after his full-time position was eliminated, Lee Judge is sitting at a bar across the street from the newspaper.
You know, when your resume is pretty much professional smartass, I'm not really sure, you know, what the next move is. You know, like, you want me to be the funny night manager at the Taco Bell? You know, I'll keep the crew in stitches.
Judge is negotiating with the Star to keep drawing his cartoon, but not as a full-time employee. Most of his colleagues are not so lucky. In the 1980s, there were about 300 staff cartoonists at newspapers around the country. Now there are fewer than 100. Newspapers are grappling with a steep decline in advertising revenue and trying to reinvent themselves online. In just the last few months, dailies have laid off or offered buyouts to about a dozen cartoonists.
It's on everybody's mind. You know, how long is this profession going to last? How long are we going to be able to do this for a living?
In Iowa, the Des Moines Register was the last American newspaper with a front-page cartoon. Until 2 weeks ago, when veteran cartoonist Brian Duffy was escorted out of the building and not even given the chance to fill a box with his stuff. Ted Rall heads the American Association of Editorial Cartoonists.
I feel a little bit like Mikhail Gorbachev at the end of the Soviet Union. I feel like I'm presiding over the beginning of the end here.
Rall calls cartoonists the canaries in the coal mine for the newspaper industry. You know a paper's in trouble when the staff cartoonist gets the axe. Dailies were the bastion for political cartoons in the 20th century. The future is probably online.
Half a world away, Obama deploys America's latest weapon, a laser that shoots American values of peace and equality into the hearts of the Taliban.
Rall is just beginning to dabble in animation. He says there's a renaissance of sorts going on in the world of editorial cartoons. The association has 300 members and is growing. Some cartoonists freelance for several publications or get syndicated, but it's hard to piece together a living.
The profession has really blossomed, greater diversity in every way, ideologically, stylistically, certainly, politically. You know, certainly now there's more cartoonists of color. But the problem is, it's blossoming outside of the daily newspaper.
And where it is blossoming, alternative weeklies and on the internet don't tend to pay well. The daily papers are replacing their cartoonists with syndicated material, so a few become home to superstars like Mike Lukovich of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or Tom Tolles of the Washington Post. But the Kansas City Star's Lee Judge says what's disappearing is that biting local commentary.
When you begin to draw about the mayor, or you begin to draw about the sports teams, or you draw about the potholes in the streets, it's like, oh, that guy lives here, and he's going through what I'm going through.
Mocking local leaders and businesses can have a big impact, but it stirs up more controversy for a newspaper than just another cartoon about Congress. Some cartoonists, though, are discovering that younger editors are more interested in visuals and understand the need for a little fun. So if local newspapers do survive, whether on paper or online, there may still be space for editorial cartoons. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.